Today's podcast is on the subject of dissection in high schools. So what is dissection? Dissection is the cutting apart or separating of tissues of a preserved animal specimen. If you're a student in Australia, chances are you will have been told at some point to dissect a preserved animal specimen in biology class at high school. This compares with schools in the Netherlands, Switzerland, Argentina, Slovak Republic and Israel that no longer carry out animal dissections. The animals dissected include rats, mice, pigs, chickens, frogs, toads and fish. In terms of where the animals are sourced from, some animals are specifically raised for dissection by laboratory and equipment suppliers, which contributes to a loss of lives. Animals bred or captured for dissection can suffer from the trauma of confinement, inadequate food and care, stressful transport conditions and inhumane killing conditions. Housing, feeding and general care varies between suppliers. Other times, animal parts are sourced from slaughterhouses. Both are of concern as they assume that an animal's life is expendable. Each state and territory has a school animals ethics committee, but the focus tends to be on the use of live animals, which means that approval may not be needed for the use of animals in dissection. And there is no reporting process for the number of animals dissected. They are excluded from any animal use statistics. There are some differences between jurisdictions. For example, no live animals may be acquired or bred for the sole purpose of dissection in the Northern Territory. If there is a need to examine organs, then only food-grade organs, kidneys, liver, brain, stomach, heart, lungs, tongue, and eyes should be used. In Queensland, approval is not required to use the remains of an animal if no aspect of the animal's life and death were altered for the scientific purpose. For example, animals bred for commercial food production, animals that have died naturally, or animal organs sourced from butchers. In South Australia, the only vertebrate animals to be used for dissection are those that have been bred specifically for that purpose. In WA, animals can be bred for dissections when they are obtained pre-euthanized from a licensed supplier. HRA objects to dissection for several reasons. It causes animal suffering and death. It may dissuade caring and empathetic students from a career in science. It's expensive. You can dissect an animal only once. It's unnecessary. There are alternative teaching methods available. And this appears to contradict the National Code for the Scientific Use of Animals, which states that animals should only be used where there is no alternative. It may be traumatic for students if they are coerced into participating. Students may play around and joke with their peers about the animal specimens rather than focus on learning. And in terms of environmental sustainability, it creates biological waste. Most critically, using animals in science at a formative stage of education establishes the legitimacy of animal models in science, rather than challenging how knowledge and skills be acquired in a more ethical way. This can lead to a perpetuation of animal-based research, which brings with it translational barriers to be overcome for human patients. Dissection was introduced in the 1920s. Since then, more sophisticated tools have been introduced to teach comparative anatomy, which provides a better learning experience, costs less, and doesn't kill animals. The good news is that no education department in Australia has made dissection compulsory. In terms of the curriculum, skills can be met without the use of animals. For example, students use science inquiry skills to explore the relationship between structure and function by conducting real or virtual dissections and carrying out microscopic examination of cells and tissues. So students are entitled to submit a conscientious objection without penalty. Student choice policies permit students to choose study methods that do not involve the killing or harming of animals. Motivated students learn well by their textbooks, but for hands-on, interactive investigative experience, a range of free and low-cost digital and other alternative resources are available for all dissection exercises. Some examples of these methods are the SynFrog, paper dissection, and FrogOuts app, which allows users to virtually dissect a bullfrog, a cow eye, a starfish, a fetal pig, an owl pellet, and these are all for free. In terms of comparing effectiveness of harmful versus non-harmful teaching methods, there are many limitations to dissection. Alternatives can show the continuous processes of life, such as how a heart beats, that dissection cannot, via interactive sensory experiences. Alternative exercises offer the advantage that they can be repeated, and therefore students can control their own learning at their own pace and repeat tasks until they gain proficiency. A recent study found that in 90% of studies, humane teaching methods were more effective than harmful animal use in achieving desired learning outcomes. These results are clear. There are no valid educational reasons for continued harmful animal use in education and training. So bearing this in mind, why would teachers continue to use dissection in their biology class? So based on interviews with biology teachers, having students work with an actual animal and observe real-life interconnections between organs and systems were cited as the best possible way students can learn. The fact that dissection is a kinesthetic experience that allows students to develop motor skills was also considered a strong benefit. Other reasons given are the one-of-a-kind experience students, student enjoyment, value of animal death in teaching efforts, and future learning value. Failure to embrace alternatives could be due to a lack of time to research alternatives or lack of awareness of their benefits. Due to the advancements of non-animal methods, such as digital dissection and the synfrog, and the synfrog is an artificial frog and it replicates all the organs that a frog would have and the same feel and texture within the skin. So these arguments no longer stand true, particularly in the terms of kinesthetic experience and future learning value, as non-animal methods are now incorporated into the life sciences. There is this rhetoric that nothing can replace the experience of using a live or once living animal. But the reverse is just as true. The live animal cannot substitute for the experience of using a computer simulation. The key question is not whether one method is equal to the other, but rather how well a given method promotes learning. And as I mentioned previously, studies have demonstrated the educational value of non-harmful methods. So what is HRA doing to encourage alternatives to be used? HRA provides resources for students and teachers, exhibits at science education conferences, and distributes our materials to state and territory education departments. If you would like to learn more, we have some resources on our website, humaneresearch.org.au. You can access a template student choice policy, read our campaign page on dissection, read our bulletin on dissection, search for alternatives to dissection, and view HRA's Humane Education Loan Programme, featuring some alternatives to dissection available for loan. If you would like to take action, you can work together with other students who want humane alternatives, advocate for a student choice policy. As I said, we have a template available. Write letters to your local and school newspapers and meet with your teachers to express your position. Or write a letter to your Minister for Education, advocating for student choice policies and the phasing out of dissection.